Morning Watch, the divine dispensing of the divine trinity for the divine economy, week 6, being a vessel open to the Lord and living ordinary days in the divine dispensing of the divine trinity. Thursday, related verses, Romans chapter 8, verse 2 and 10 through 11. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. To whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. John chapter 6, verse 57b. So he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. John chapter 4, verse 14. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever. But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water gushing up into eternal life. Psalms chapter 36, verse 8 and 9. They are saturated with the fatness of your house, and you cause them to drink of the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Related reading. Today, the one whom we believe in and worship has become the Spirit, the ultimate consummation of the triune God, for the purpose that we would partake of his divine dispensing. This is the mysterious economy of God, which is to dispense and to distribute to God's children all the rich elements of God. Now this God has been processed and has become a holy breath, everywhere filling the earth. Even while you are preaching the gospel to others, he is in your mouth and in your heart. He will come out of your heart and will enter the mouth of those who listen. He is the Holy Spirit, the triune God, Jesus Christ, becoming life and everything to those who believe and receive him. He is so wonderful. This wonderful one is in us mainly to be our life, operating and working quietly and gently in us. This can be compared to our physical life. Every day, 24 hours a day, it operates quietly and gently in us. While we are sitting here, an operation is working within, which is our digestion. However, we do not feel it. Whenever we feel it, that proves that there is something wrong with us. Not only is there the digestion, but there is the assimilation as well, which makes the digested food elements part of our blood and constitutes these elements as the cells and tissues of our body. When God's Spirit works in us, he operates in a similar way. He is coming to us not only to be our life, but to be our everything, that is, to be our person. He wants to abide in us, to make home and to settle down in our whole being so that he can become our all. He is waiting all the time within us to turn to him and to receive his supply. Some always speak of the Lord's dealing with them and his rebuking of them. But in my experience of 60 or more years of following the Lord, it seems that the Lord has never rebuked me severely. I have indeed offended him many times, but he is always willing to supply me and to dispense himself into me. Today, the Lord is definitely living in me. He is our life to be our everything. He is our person, our head, our husband, and our Savior. He wants to make his home in us and to make our whole person his place of rest. God's economy, that is, his plan, purpose, and arrangement of things to accomplish his desire, is carried out in ways very different from ours. For example, God wants us to please him. When we read this word, immediately we would make up our mind, pray, and even fast, saying, God, be gracious to me. I do have the desire to please you, but you know that I have all kinds of obstacles, problems, and weaknesses. I cannot do it. Please help me. But although God wants us to please him, he has no intention that we please him by our own effort. Rather, he wants us to please him through living by his life and even by himself. Stanza 1 of hymn 499 says, Oh, what a life! Oh, what a peace! The Christ who's all within me lives. The above hymn continues to say, With him I have been crucified. This glorious fact to me he gives. What is this glorious fact? Now, it's no longer I that live, but Christ the Lord within me lives. It is no longer I that live. This is truly wonderful. Now it is Christ that lives. This is glorious. However, most of us would say that sometimes it is he and not we. But most of the times it is we and not he. This is our real condition. God requires man to do many things, but he has no intention that man would do them by himself.